This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Donald Trump won and Kamala Harris lost for many reasons. Certainly the economy was one of the major reasons. Pundits and economists tried to tell the voters that the economy was doing just fine. The voters didn't agree. Neither did the financial markets. Stocks rose immediately the moment it was obvious that Trump won. The editors of the Wall Street Journal argued that the stock market rally suggested a groundswell of growth optimism. Voters have taken off the table a big tax increase and continued regulatory barrage. Voters and investors were fearful of looming higher taxes and had already seen enough of a regulatory assault that took place under Biden-Harris. The editors do warn that stocks could fall in the future if the Trump policies turn out to be a disappointment. Concern over terrorists might be a big concern for Wall Street and on Main Street, but those concerns pale in comparison to the last few years of the highest inflation in 40 years and lower real wages. If you run the numbers, inflation-adjusted weekly earnings remain lower than when President Biden took office. Inflation wasn't the only issue, so was interest rates. Higher interest rates made it even more difficult to buy a home or to afford a new car. The average mortgage payment doubled over the last 4 years. The bottom 40% of earners accounted for just 6% of new auto purchases last year, compared to 18% in 2019. Millions of voters who didn't vote for Trump in 2016 and 2020 voted for him this time. A significant percentage of them never voted for a Republican for president. They were ready to say bye to Bidenomics. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.